This is the Kivik Podcast. I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
Hello, you guys. How's it going? It's spooky time. We're only like 3 days away from Halloween.
It's spooky season.
Ooh. Hope everybody's having fun. We did a marathon cookie baking yesterday. All kinds of fun cookies. Bats and witches and spiders and... No glue, but it's
hopefully there's no glue in the cookies.
No, just good old homemade frosting. Mm-hmm. Yep, we make cutout cookies. I've had those cutouts. Well, I have some old ones, but I've had them since you guys were kids. Mm-hmm. Of little spiders and a witch and a witch's hat and ghosts and. We didn't have a ghost, though. I lost my ghost. My ghost was huge and was weird, and I always thought it was some like a blanket. It never really looked like a ghost. Hmm. But I did get one that replaced it, and it was in the box, and I forgot to take it out. But I made a homemade one, so we had a ghost.
There was a ghost. That's fine.
They're so much fun, so I took an old recipe, an old Christmas cookie recipe is out of this book. It was like old world cookie recipes from all over the world. And they had this one that was, they said it was perfect for cutout cookies. And I altered it. I changed it. I changed the recipe and made it butterier and better. Much more better.
Much more better.
So, and then they had a chocolate version. Well, no, I made it into a chocolate version. I don't think they did. I can't remember now. It was a long time ago. I think I just created that same recipe, but changed it into a chocolate version one. Because I wanted to do that.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works good. I think I got too much flour in the chocolate. That's why the arms kept falling off our zombies. Yeah. I got these undead Fred zombie cutouts. So, yeah. Candy.
Candy.
Candy, 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 candy.
Candy.
Her favorite cartoon in Halloween is Garfield. Mm-hmm. And we always say candy, candy, candy. So when we named this one, we thought that would be a good name for it.
Candy, 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 candy.
Calm down, Garfield. Candy. What's your favorite candy? Number one, if you could only pick one candy in the whole store, you only got one choice, what would it be?
It's hard because I actually don't really like candy. All that much. So it's hard.
All candy in general or chocolate or is
just in general. Sweets. I'm not a big fan of sweets in mm-hmm. general. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of you were younger. Not that much. No. Didn't seem like.
No, never really been a big fan of sweets. Just, they could take it or leave it pretty much.
Yeah.
I do like Kit Kats and, yeah, Twix. 100 grand. Those are all good.
Yeah. Caramely. Mm-hmm. What's your idea of a perfect candy bar? What would it have? Like nougat, nuts?
Definitely caramely. I like caramel the most.
Mm-hmm. You know, toffee.
Toffee's good.
Yeah. Do you like nuts in your candy?
I could take it or leave it.
Sometimes if they're not good nuts, it can be a real bad experience.
Yeah.
But Snickers is... been my number one. It always has been for years. I like the caramel. It has the peanuts, has that nougaty, and has chocolate. It's a win-win. Mm-hmm. So if my number one, if I only pick one, it'd be Snickers.
I understand.
But I do love a caramel and toffee. I like English, the little Heath bars. I love the Heath bars. More so than the other ones, those the ones I can never say.
Ferrero Rocher.
That's the one.
They're
see?
Not really toffee. They're more like a hazelnut.
My sister always claims that they're toffee. She always puts it in the class of toffee. And whenever we talk about, because I make my own homemade English toffee. Mm-hmm. And that's superb. But the next step for me is Heath. And mm-hmm. I mean, she'll take that too, but she likes that.
I would not classify Ferrero Rocher as toffee.
Okay.
It's more like a hazelnutty
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Are you a fan of those?
Yeah, I like it.
They're They're good. They're good. Yeah. Anyway, like that's my favorite. So out of sweet, I like sweet tarts. If I was going to pick, I like kind of tarty candy more than I like anything. Jolly Ranchers were a big thing when I was growing up, and I liked that the sour apple, the apple one. So I don't really like sweety thing. I like more tart, sweet
thing. I do not like anything sour.
I do like Dum Dums. I like the butter rum. The butter rum one was my
favorite. Cream soda is my favorite flavor of Dum Dum. And I never understood why there's fruit on the wrapper of the cream soda flavor.
I guess, how do you do cream? You should have a little bowl of cream.
I know. The root beer just has like a mug of root beer. I'm like,
yeah. I do like the root beer one too. That one's good.
But I never understood why the cream soda had fruit on the wrapper. Anyway,
I picked a word for today.
Okay.
It is anthropomorphize. Wait, anthropomorphize.
Okay.
Wait, I'm killing it. Hold on. Anthropomorphize. It's a.
That's a big one.
It is 16 letters long. It's anthropomorphize. Whew. That's a lot to spell. And it means to attribute human characteristics, emotions, and intentions on non-human entities, such as animals, objects, or phenomena.
So you're
putting human characteristics onto animals, like dressing them up in clothes and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what it means.
So it's another word for personification.
Yeah. And I use it in a sentence. Pet owners sometimes have a tendency to, and this word, I tell you, I kind of wish I would have picked a separate word just because it's hard for me to say, but it's probably just me. But pet owners sometimes have a tendency to anthropomorphize their pets with clothing. Anthropomorphize. I practice it. It's one of those words. I practice it too much, so now I can't say it. I just got to go in cold turkey. Mm. That's just how it's got to be.
Yeah, you got to find the sweet spot.
I do. And if I, every time I over practice, it always backfires. Well, not always, but I'm just learning not to do it. So. It's been a long day and it's Monday. So we're both just sort of,
yep.
I did the cookie marathon and it takes me all day. It just does. By the time I get the dough made and it has to chill and and I put everything out and we do all the baking and then with the decorating and the frosting and the baking. It's an all day event.
It really is.
And I think I have a cookie hangover by the time I'm done. Is this like a concert hangover? Speaking of concerts, guess who she went to see? That's not a very good drum roll. You got to go to where and see?
I got to go to Portland, Oregon, and go see Conan Gray.
Part of my DNA was in the same room as Conan Gray. I'm very excited about that.
So I suppose now would be a good time for me to pick my first song.
Just tell us just a little bit of the experience of Conan Gray.
He was wonderful, flawless, fantastic, incredible. All of the positive adjectives you can come up with.
He fashions so well.
He
always looks so good.
Was on pitch perfectly and sounded amazing, and it was an incredible show.
I loved it in the moment I saw him. He's my happy find from long ago. I don't know how long back you've known him. For a while.
Only when you knew him.
Okay. Because I discovered him, it's been years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right around the time we started the podcast is when you discovered him.
I love his new stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. So
I do.
My first song pick is Fainted Love by Conan Gray, which was the song that he opened with, and it was just phenomenal. And so, this is my first song, Fainted Love by Conan Gray. Mm-hmm. Fainted Love by Conan Gray.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah. He's so good.
He was wonderful. Definitely had a lot of the 80s vibes. It was so good.
Yeah. And he fashions so well. Kind of, he fashions 80s like a little yes, bit.
There
so.
Is definitely an 80s vibe in there. And yeah. Even on his stage, it was very 80s, very Queen-esque.
Yeah.
And it was just so yeah. funny. It was fantastic. His band was amazing.
He has such a great presence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like, he's so sweet. He's that sweet sad. And he loves food. So what's not to love?
How can you not love food?
And he loves Key.
On how can you not love Key? I mean,
and who doesn't love Keys? All of us. Hey, we love you, Keys. And Key yes. from Shiny. And there, Taman just posted something too. I don't know. It looked, I don't know. I don't even have an opinion about it yet because, you know, it just came across my thing.
I don't even know.
Seeing them do stuff. So I'm just happy for them. Yay. So. I'll pick my first song.
Yeah, go for it.
I picked the song 1976. Yes. Old song. I picked As by Stevie Wonder. I love this song so much. And I just, it's a love song. It's off of the album Songs in the Key of Life, which we should all be about life anyway. But this is such a positive, loving, wonderful song. And Candy makes me feel really happy. Mm. So I picked this happy, lovely, beautiful song to put out there in the world to say, I love you all, you know, be lovely to each other and everything. I've always loved Stevie Wonder. Hands down, one of my favorite artists. I think his songwriting is brilliant. I love his voice. I love his interpretation of music. And I admire him for the struggles that he's had. And I've always looked up to him. And just so, yeah, it was easy to pick this song. And I didn't even really think about it. I've been all over the place, all over the place. It's Halloween time. I mean, I'm into psychobilly, rockabilly, just oldies, 1930s, 40s. What were we listening to? Oh, we were listening to Andrew Sisters. The Andrew Sisters. Some schwanky music. I don't know what else to call it. Schwanky. That's a good word.
It is a good word.
Anyway, so I picked As by Stevie Wonder. Let's go. As by Stevie Wonder. Woo! I've always loved him. I says he's got such emotion in his voice and you feel things, you know, on all different levels. And it makes him brilliant. He's definitely iconic to me. You know, up there with Lionel Richie. And all mm-hmm. that. Yeah. So, yay! Love to everybody. Yay. We need all the love we can get. Let's go to candy. Candy. Candy facts. The world's first candy was made in ancient Egypt. The candy was a type of honey-flavored candy made from nuts and fruits. And it was considered a luxury item reserved for only the wealthy. It still kind of is now. It really is. It is a luxury. Expensive. It is so pricey yeah. right now. So, yes, I feel that. I'm like, is there any low-grade candy for us peasant people?
How much?
What was that you wanted? Food? Mm-hmm. You should have thought of that before you became peasants.
Yeah.
The first candy cane was made in the late 1600s. The candy cane was originally a straight white stick, but in the 20th century, the candy cane was curved and it was striped in red and white, and it became a popular Christmas candy.
I do love me some candy canes.
But remember, I was trying to think in, what is that one? Little Women? Where they get the Christmas stick they go to the general store, and they were all white sticks. They were giving out white candy canes. So some of the old movies, the old Christmas movies, they show the candy canes before they were red and white. The world's largest candy bar weighed over 12,000 pounds.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah. Let's see. The giant candy bar was made in Chicago in 2011, and it measured 3 feet by 21 feet.
My goodness.
Wow. That'd last a long time. They maybe not. It'd probably go bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because where would you lay that? You'd have to lay that on the street or something.
Yeah.
The Hershey's Kiss got its name from the sound of the machine that makes them.
Mm.
The machine that makes the Hershey's Kisses makes a sound that resembles a kiss.
Cute.
And the candy was named after the sound. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I thought that was kind of cute. The world's most expensive candy is a chocolate truffle made with rare black Perigord truffles, which I never got a chance to look up what Perigord truffle is. The candy is made by a French company called Richard. And it costs $2,000 per pound.
Ugh.
My, that's some rich candy there. Yikes. Candy corn was originally called chicken feed.
Hmm.
And the candy was first made in the 1880s, and it was marketed as the candy that resembled chicken feed.
I mean, it does, kind of.
Do you know what something cool is? Mm. Is when you lay candy corn around in a circle, okay, with the point going towards the middle, and lay another one on top of it, and the same thing, it'll create a cob.
Mm-hmm.
It will look like a corn cob. And I never knew that, but it's supposed to resemble corn feed anyway. But
I didn't know that.
I didn't know you could lay it like that, and it would sit like that. But that's what they say. So, I don't know. The world's first gummy candy was made in Germany in the 1920s, and the candy was shaped like a bear, and it was called Gummibärchen. Which means little gum bear.
And that was Haribo, right? Haribo?
Oh, I think so. Remember, we did like kind of touch on
the first on that gummy bear company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of Germany.
It's kind of cool how sometimes things kind of come full circle.
They always do.
On our podcast. So. You want a joke? I got
Let's do a joke.
I kind of went a little nuts. So some probably not as good as others, but who likes to sing about their Halloween candy?
Who?
Candy wrappers. Why did the monsters run out of food at their party?
Why?
Wait, I'm trying. Oh, okay. I've like read it, but I couldn't read my writing because they all were a goblin.
A goblin.
Why did the monsters run out of food at their party? Because they all were a goblin.
Mm.
Yeah. I couldn't read it. It looked like gobfish. Whenever I go to write and it goes into the corner, into the middle of the book, my pen tends to. And then I just, I'll remember it. And then I get to it and I was like, oops.
Yeah.
Sometimes I change it. Sometimes I don't. Okay, one more. What does a baby ghost like to wear? Booties.
Booties. Cute.
That was cute. Should we do one more? I have 11 jokes.
Let's do at least one more.
Okay, but we'll do two more and then that should be. What happened after the black cat had a fight?
Well,
they hissed and made up. Hissed and made up. What's a witch's favorite subject? Spelling. Spelling.
Spelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. That tracks.
Okay. You want to pick your second song?
I can't pick a second song. And so, I, too, have been all over the place in music and what I've been listening to, and it's just been everywhere.
Everywhere.
And everything. Mm. And one of my favorite bands when I was, like, 14 was a band called Showbread. Mm. And they still have a very special place in my heart. They're a fantastic band. And their lead vocalist, Josh, posted recently that their debut album, No Sir, Nihilism Is Not Practical, is 20 years old. And I was like, oof.
That makes me feel old.
Oof. Oof. So I've been just kind of reminiscing and going down that rabbit hole a little bit. And they have an album. They've been making music all this time, but I just kind of fell off following them and got to all the other music. There's so much music out there. So I've been kind of catching up on what they've been up to. And this is an album, Showbread Is Show Dead. And it is really good. It is really good. It's more back to their, like, original screamy, heavy punk-esque music that they originally did. And they play with genres so much. And it's one of the things that I love about the band is that they just change and grow and do whatever artistically feels right for them. And I just greatly respect that. And I love that.
They're a fun band to see, too. And so nice to meet. Mm-hmm.
So this is off one of their newer albums. This is My Shadow Is a Bat by Showbread. My Shadow Is a Bat by Showbread.
I love that band.
I love them too. So it's been fun reminiscing and going down that rabbit hole again.
Yay. Yeah, I just realized, of course, I guess I always realize it, but all of a sudden I just realized that I'm 20 years away from 80. That doesn't sound very far away. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make them, you know, 20, 90. Could be 30. Could be 125. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. You might think, oh, I got 20 years or so, 20, 30. And you live like 50. Who knows?
That's true.
Be kind of exciting. I wonder how it feels to be like 100 and something. Old.
Old.
Okay, I picked my song. I picked a Japanese rockabilly band called the Biscuits. And I picked a song called Sweet Jukebox. Because the sweetest candy for me is music. So, this came out in 2021 off of the album called The Biscuits. So, and the lead singer, the chick singer in there, her name is Masaki Aono. And I apologize for butchering your song, your name. But she was actually in the music video of 5 Seconds of Summer, the Youngblood video. She's the young gal in that video, which I thought was so cool because I discovered 5 Seconds of Summer long, long time ago. And like them, they're an Australian band. And I thought that was so cool that they picked her because the video has a kind of rockabilly, kind of greaser feel to it. So I love when things come full circle. And I just discovered her. I just discovered them just like now. But little did I know, I saw her in that video long ago. So it's so cool. So Sweet Jukebox by the Biscuits. Sweet Jukebox by the Biscuits. Yeah, they're fun, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exciting. That's an exciting find. Yeah. They're a great band, great musicians, everything. So, yay.
So back to facts.
Mm-hmm. The first candy machine was invented in 1887. The machine was called the penny press, and it allowed people to purchase small amounts of candy for a penny.
Hmm.
I wish they'd bring that back. I don't know. Are pennies still around? Most people don't really use pennies much, it seems like. M&Ms were the first candy to go to space in 1981. And we just talked about M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
The origins of the Mike and Ike name is a mystery, but legend has it that it came from a 1920s vaudeville act called Mike and Ike.
Huh. Did not know. You like Mike and Ike?
The back of your head is ridiculous. As you get older, the back of your head really does get kind of ridiculous.
Every day when I wake up, the back of my head is ridiculous.
Yeah. Especially after the wind, too. Good and Plenty is believed to be the oldest candy brand in the USA. The pink and white capsules shaped chewy licorice was the first produced in 1893 in Philadelphia.
Huh.
I always like Good and Plenty's. It's just dark licorice.
Yeah. They're the candy that's always there, but it's the candy that I never pick for myself.
Oh, yeah, it'd be the last one I pick, but, you know.
But it's always there.
Yeah. See, in Japan, there is a type of candy that allows you to blow bubbles with it. The candy is called puchao, and it is a soft, chewy candy that releases gas when you chew it, allowing you to blow bubbles.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's pretty cool.
I want to try that.
Me too. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are considered the most popular candy in the world, especially in the U.S., where they are the top-selling candy brand.
Really?
That's what they say. Now, some of these statistics that I found, kind of, you know, according to this and according to that, so you got to kind of take that with a grain of salt. But Reese's is probably, I would say, number one candy sought after for Halloween, definitely in Colorado. If you go after, like I like to go the day after Halloween and hope to get a candy sale, Reese's are the first to go. Especially, and I love the dark chocolate Reese's are so good. I don't know if they have those this year.
I haven't seen any,
but I haven't really gone candy shopping. It's a little pricey. So, there you go. So, and I picked the top 10 best popular candies in America. And according to this survey, it said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups was number one, then M&M's, then Snickers, then Hot Tamales, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Hershey Bars, Kit Kat, Twix, and Butterfingers.
Hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. Circus Peanuts is ranked the number one worst candy. And recently, candy corn is like second behind. But
okay, everybody hates candy corn.
I know. Why does it get such a bad rep?
It's up there with Peeps.
Nobody likes them. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, I like both.
Circus peanuts too?
Well, if they're fresh and they're not like rock hard, they're not bad.
I was just too scarred by them as a kid because they would be in our Easter basket unwrapped and they were always hard as bricks. And my dog, my little Chihuahua Pomeranian dog, stole one out of my basket. And even my dog wouldn't even eat it. She tried to chew on it. And she spit it out. You know it's bad when the dog won't even eat it.
Yeah, if they're fresh and like still soft and squishy, then they're not bad.
But of course, we had bear aspirin. Baby's aspirin was orange. Circus peanuts, they're orangey, and I still don't really like orange-flavored candy much. It reminds me of aspirin.
I don't like orange-flavored anything, to be fair, so.
Yeah. Then lime. I'm not a huge lime-flavored thing. So they were saying the best-selling candy bar is Snickers, produced by Mars, and it's been a favorite among Americans since its introduction in the 1930s. And then Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So they're neck and neck.
Interesting.
The sweetest candy in the world is candy corn and pixie sticks. They're tied as the sweetest candy with the sugar content of 94%.
Oh my goodness.
Nerds candy has 23% sugar content. And the Spangler assorted circus peanuts contain 92% sugar.
I mean, I could see that for pixie sticks because it's literally a tube of sugar.
Yeah. It says this Charms fluffy stuffed cotton candy is nearly pure sugar, making it one of the sweetest candies ever.
I like cotton candy.
Chocolate is considered for mental health because it contains serotonin. And phenylalanines, one of those. Yeah. Which are natural antidepressants and can help stimulate your mood.
Except for it's, when you try to pronounce it.
I can't pronounce words to save my little life. So it's a big word with lots of letters. Mm-hmm. It's phenylethylamine. That's it. Phenylethylamine. That's kind of close.
Shall we do a couple jokes?
No, we need to. I got so many. Where do horses go trick-or-treating?
Where?
All over the neighborhood. Say it like that. I kept thinking of Frau Blücher.
Frau Blücher.
What did one casket say to the other casket?
What?
Is that you, coffin?
One thing I found really interesting is recently I learned the difference between coffins and caskets. And they are actually different things. Caskets are square-shaped, and we mostly have those in the U.S. So they're just the square-shaped with the lid on the hinge that we know. Yeah. And then the big poles on the side for the pallbearers. Mm-hmm. Coffins are more fit to the body. They're the triangular shape that you know.
Tapered.
Yep, down. The tapered shape down. Mm-hmm. And that has a lid that just comes off. It doesn't have hinges. Hmm. And then instead of long poles on the side, they just have handles.
Oh.
So they are actually quite different. And coffins are more popular in other parts of the world.
And we have the
primarily Europe. And we have caskets is more popular in America. Hmm. But I never knew there was like a really big difference between the two. I
thought they were both the same.
I thought it was in
the It's just a different a cultural name change. That's all I thought it was. Or, you know. Over here, it's called caskets. Over there, that's all I thought.
Yeah, I thought the words were interchangeable, but they're not. They actually mean different things.
Good to know.
There you go.
Hopefully, I will never have to venture getting one of those.
Coffins are cheaper.
I go, oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. The caskets are pretty lush. What do you call a field full of eyeballs?
What?
An eye patch. What do you call a pretty ghost?
What?
Bootiful.
Bootiful.
What do you get when you cross a werewolf and a clock?
What?
A watchdog. And last joke.
Okay.
What did the mother ghost say to her son when she left for summer camp? You'll be missed.
Missed.
Do you want to pick your last song?
I think I shall pick my last song.
Okie dokie.
So yes, just been all over the place with all of the music that I have been listening to. And of course I've been listening to spooky music as well since it is spooky season. So my last pick is Killer Creature Double Feature by Nimvind. Just to get into spooky. The spooky mood.
Gotta be done.
Let's go. Killer Creature Double Feature by Nimvind. And speaking of creature features. Creature Feature every year comes out with a single, and this year they did a cover of the Ghostbusters song.
Oh.
Which is so good.
Who you gonna call?
Yeah.
Who you gonna call?
So good.
Ghostbusters.
But it's creature feature. So it's
Ooh, that would be so good. He's been posting.
Curtis, I know. He hasn't posted since like last October. And then he's
nice to see him posting things.
Curtis, you're alive.
I want them to come back so badly.
Yeah, I don't think they tour anymore, like at all. Like they pretty much only do singles around Halloween, is kind of all they really do. But it's good to see his little furry face.
I love his little furry face. So I'll pick my last song. I went 1965. Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows is what I picked by Leslie Gore, because it's a great name because she's gorgeous. She actually, I was like pulling her up, you know, old 60s footage of her. And she reminds me of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like she could be sisters with, what's her name?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's the one. And Marley Matlin. Just, I don't know. They could be, it looks, that's what she reminds me of. Hmm. She has a face where you go, she reminds me of somebody. Who is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's real pretty. Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. So, because we're talking about candy, and I wanted some happy out there. We really need sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops, and you know, need to be kind to each other and lovely and wonderful. Yeah. So, music always makes me happy, and when I think of candy and music together, I think of rainbows and lollipops and sunshine. So, let's go. Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows by Leslie Gore. She's the one who did It's My Party and I Cry If I Want To.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, her. She's got a great voice, so she was only 17, I guess, when she did that song.
Wow.
It's my party. Anyway, I liked it. The drive-in is ending, I believe. They're doing their trunk or treat. That's this, or I guess it was that last weekend, I'm sure. It was probably this last weekend. Probably. I don't know. It's always weird when Halloween's like in the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. Like it's on Thursday, which is so, it's hard to get my brain around it. I keep wanting it on Tuesday and Friday and somewhere else besides Thursday.
Never got the hang of Thursdays.
I never got the hang of Thursdays. Yeah. So there's all that. So let's say boo-doo-doo. I'm just going to move my pages. Oops, I missed it. Back. So that's all I have for just like candy, like the candy. But I wanted to talk a little bit about brain candy. Just making, you know, find little things in your life that make you happy. Just 10 minutes of whatever it is, you know, coloring, dancing, singing, I don't know, collecting stamps, you know, car parts, I don't know, whistles, whatever it is, whatever your little fetish is, whatever you like, find it and spend at least a little bit, because life is just, it's so serious all the time. It's always just a chasing after everything all the time. And it gets really, really stressing, and we're getting into the holidays now. And I don't know about anybody else, but a lot of people get a lot of anxiety around the holidays. And, you know, now groceries are super expensive. So it makes it even harder to even feed anybody. And that used to be the simple luxury was food. But so find those little things, whatever it is. And if you don't have any, then make like a little bucket, just find a little container and write down some positive words, just positive words, whatever, sunshine, rainbows, whatever. Write a little notes, little affirmations saying, you know, you're doing a great job. Yeah, you may not be where you want to be, but you're doing a great job. You're still here. And it's amazing how great your brain will feel and how your body will feel when you do these little positive affirmations and focus a little bit every day on the things that you do love. And I know, because it just, you get on this treadmill of constant stress and constant chasing after the money and chasing after, and it's just, as you get older, it's exhausting for young people. I can only imagine, you know, that people that are 80 are still on the treadmill, and we're all, you know, it really hasn't changed since I was a teen. When I was a teen, there was a lady whose husband passed away, and she's like, I'll work until I die. And she had no food to eat, and she worked all the time, and she had no life. And she was actually kind of one of the ladies that told me, focus on something. She loved to knit, and she would just knit all kinds of stuff for the hospital. She didn't have any kids, but she was the one who told me, you know, find something and take whatever, 10 minutes. So you can find 10 minutes or half an hour and do that one thing. So they say the benefits of doing those reduces stress and anxiety, improves mood and happiness. It releases endorphins. So singing, they say singing is a big endorphin releaser. Huh. No wonder I like it so much. It enhances self-esteem and confidence and increased creativity and problem solving. So there you go. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Okay. Next week is going to be a surprise, because the best kind of prize
is a surprise.
This is Kim.
And this is Michaela.
You guys take care. Keep singing. Keep loving. Keep shining. We love you. Take care. Bye, geese. Have a good Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Next time.